בכל דור ודור חייב אדם לרוס את עצמוי כאילו יוצא מצרים שנמה והגעת לבינך בימה הוא לימור בעבור זה עושה שם לי בצייסי מצרים. So you have חיוב לרוס את עצמוי כאילו יוצא מצרים every door. The reason for it seems to be obvious. It's a way to be mamshech emuna, and it's a way to also understand the meaning of cheirus. A person who is in the matzav of cheirus forgets what it was like to be in avdus, and therefore doesn't appreciate cheirus. And that makes a lot of sense to us why we need to reawaken the sense of avdus, so that we could be toyim the sharp sense of cheirus coming from avdus. It also is very meduyik that it has to be every door, because the most the biggest gap is for people who never tasted the avdus bechlal. So the first door passes on the second door to the third door, and so on. That Mishnah is quite understandable. There is a Psikta Charita, one of the smaller Midrashim, I think that's Midrashim has it. It says, Ksiv b'yoyim hazeh bo midbar Sinai, v'shom o'im eva yoyish Hashem b'yoyim ahu, lametcha shebchol shona v'shona chayiv odom liras es atzmoy kil omer har Sinai, l'kach nichtav b'yoyim hazeh gabi matan teira. So the Medrash says that in every year, a person needs to see himself as if he stood on Har Sinai. Now, this is difficult to understand what the point of it is. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Cheirus is felt only against the backdrop of Avdus. A person who's born free and everything's free, so doesn't feel any special hakara for it. But Torah, the dik is the Torah. So we have the Torah, it's here, it's with us, we learn it, we're mesiachas to it. So what's the problem? Why do I have to remember it from Har Sinai? It's also b'chol shana b'shana, as opposed to b'chol dar b'dar. And this is the reason why Shavuos, we have to specifically remember Har Sinai. Very famous Ramban at the beginning of the Dvarim speaks about the inyan of Schiras Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai. But he speaks of it in terms of the first generation remembering it very strongly and giving it over very vividly to the next generation, so that it's given over in a way where the emun in it is very strong. So that whole Ramban explains the first generation's need to keep that moment sharp in their mind, so they pass it on. It doesn't seem as if afterwards it should be of any significance. I mean, the fifth generation, the 20th generation, the 100th generation, remember Har Sinai. I mean, either you trust the information, don't trust the information, but there's no way we can remember Har Sinai. And yet, here there's a chay of liras asvikla omar Har Sinai. I mean, so once a year, the chiv specifically is the Amiran Har Sinai. It's hard to understand what exactly is the purpose of it. So we have two chiyuvim. One is b'chol dor v'dor to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that we understand the purpose is A, to sharpen the taste of the cheirus, to give us the sense of cheirus, because cheirus is tasted only in the backdrop of avdus. The second reason is to give it over as an emunah, so it's every generation. Every generation lived it from their parents, they got it from their parents, and they pass on to the next generation. The chiyuv to remember every year, Maimed Har Sinai specifically, is very unclear what the point of it, what the purpose of it is. More than that, Har Sinai itself seems to just be a hechatimtze for Torah. If a person sits and proclaims Torah is emes, and I have this messiahs, and so on. So Har Sinai is really kind of just a place in time when it was given. The makom is certainly of ansari chashivas. And yet we find many, many dinim given to us that it has to be daima to Har Sinai, Smeichin, like in Kinesinosam, and many, many other dinim that are tolu in Har Sinai. So try a little bit to misamik and understand what the inyan is of Har Sinai specifically. What nekuda in Torah did Har Sinai give us, and why is it so hard to remember that particular nekuda? The pasuk says in Dvarim, "Ponim bifonim diba shemochem bahar metereish." Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us ponim bifonim. What is ponim bifonim? So Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar says one pshat, the other pshat, b'loyim tzoy. Okay, and shakosu kashda be'ish or eyu she'enem tzoy b'nehem. So on derech hapshat, it's similar to pe'el peh. It means we got the Torah as direct as can be, and not in the Mara, not in Chidois, not through a Malach. So the very, very clear sense that Torah comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the pshat. But derech hamedrash, what does Chazal say? Ponim beponim, b'dimyoinos har be'nidba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nidma to Yisrael in many dimyonos. Lazeh nira oimed, lazeh yoshev, lazeh bochov, lazeh zokin. Shenema biyara nevi'im adamer. So, if anything, this medrash is taking us down a notch, and the medrash is saying not that it was that it was pel peh without dimyon. It was many, many dimyonos. Lazeh nira oimed, lazeh yoshev, lazeh bochov, lazeh zokin. Let's say, so it's not a diagram of Moshe Rabbeinu, so then why is it important at all? You're telling me there was only a getter of Nevuah. What are you telling me over here? Then he adds himself to Seifrim, Tanya b'chanim b'papa oime, ponim trei b'ponim trei is four, different ponim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for different chalakim of Torah. Dava'ach, another thing, ponim b'ponim, b'noyeg sheba'olam rav roitzel l'lamed, tamir roitzel l'lamed, and roitzel l'moed, tamir roitzel l'moed, rav roitzel l'lamed. You have different variations in the Rav-Talmud relationship. Sometimes the Rav wants to teach, the Talmud is not so eager. Sometimes the Talmud wants to learn, the Rav is not so eager. Bram hocha rav roitzel l'lamed, v'talmud roitzel l'moed adkan. So, the over here was a matzav where each person, the Klai Yisrael wanted to teach. So the mashal of the Rav wanting to teach and the Talmud not wanting to learn is an understood mashal, that the Lashon is a Chazal, Ketina Kabarech Mesa Seifa, we're not so eager for it, we don't appreciate it, we don't want it. All of those in Yanim we're familiar with. That's not hard to explain. But the Hechetimtzu where the Rav doesn't want to teach and Talmud wants to learn is a harder one to understand, because Manushak Kashbar doesn't want to teach, he won't. There's nothing forcing you. And when you have a Rav in this world, so you push him, you pay him, whatever it is, we're talking about Basav Adam. And Manushak doesn't want to teach, so there's no teaching. And what does it mean, the Chiddush, that why would Rav not want to teach? Not a clear mahalak what exactly it is. And then he says, Imasha Omaza Maima, Novin Lemur Anecha Shem Alekecha Kloima, Hoyle Vidiba Shem Kol Eretu Panishaloi, Lezea Tiba Anecha Shem Alekecha Bloshin Yochit. So the reason why it's Anecha Shem Alekecha is because each person had a very different Dibur, and therefore it's Loshin Yochit. That's what Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar concludes. So in the Gilui of Ponim Ponim Hashem Mochem, he says many ponim, many demyonos, which leaves us a little bit confused. So my kamash malon, so it's nevuah. And secondly, the pshat that here was rotzen berotzen, we wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. What is it meisif to the inyan of the Torah? What's the chetimtzah, where we have a rotzen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a rotzen, and so on. So I want to try to learn up a little bit of Ramchal. The two Ramchals I'm going to quote are brought in the there's Mamorim Adarach Ramchal from Friedland the Sun. The brings the Maram Karmis. I'm going to quote a part of it. The first one is Ramchal in Tikkunim Chadashim. Mem Aleph. It says, "Ubeshaita the Kaim Yisrael atur de Sinai." When Klal Yisrael was staying at Har Sinai, is masris lehu oiraisa bikula dargin dilo. Torah was given over to them in all of its dargis. Torah has different dargis, different stodim. All of it was given over. Vitamon is damnu kol Yisrael bikula nishmasan, and all of Klal Yisrael and all the neshamis were mizdamen. Afilu inun de loyhaver daim ba'alma. Tamon is damnu. Even the neshamas that were not in this world came at Har Sinai. Vikulu notlo chulke by raisa kimodis chazi, and they all took a chelak in Torah as appropriate. Viroza de mila. This is the side of the pasuk. Ponim beponim di Hashem. The kama anpin in al raisa. Torah has many ponim. And then he says a line or two, a little bit more. Detailed, and then he says, "V'kolchad have izgalya lelepum antpin delay," and each person, the kadosh baruch hu, is mizgala kvi his panim. Begin kach panim beponim. That's why it's called panim beponim. "V'kolchad have omer yishakenim shikas piu," and everyone responded yishakenim shikas piu. Begin kach tamon kolchad notel chalkei. Each and every one took his chelik. In Adar B'Amorim, in Amud Ayin, he says, "Voydi acho bekan soid godel, ki hine vade kol echad noitel chalke b'teira." Every person has a chelik, his chelik in Torah. "V'nimtza shesinai ene nishlam, elek shekol echad bo le'olam v'gilas chalkoi." Maimon Har Sinai sholem only when every person comes and is megalas chelik. Vim kein mishabo lo ilum valoinish tadl betoira legalois chalkoi ena toinish lemis. So the Ramchal says here, adova niflamoid. There are many ponim in Torah. Now let's use a little bit of a dugma mashal and then to understand the musik of ponim beponim. Imagine I want somebody to bring something to me. I see him down at the bottom of the steps. I tell him, "Yankel, bring this in this package." So he brings it. I don't feel a need to make eye contact with him. Somebody is coming. I'm a clerk working someplace, and somebody's coming, needs something. There's no need for me to eye contact because I'm giving him information, but I'm not connecting to the person at all. When I'm talking to the person, and it's the person that I want to speak to, and Adrab, we're connecting in something that is most meaningful to me and to him, then I speak panim upon him. Panim in a person has many tzadim. There are feet for walking, there are hands for picking up something. There are all sorts of different tzadim in a person. They're an auxiliary to the person. They help him do something, and that's their place in the kaim of the Adam, but they're not the Adam Atzmai. The panim is the Adam Atzmai, and therefore when I come to Gvir and I'm pouring my heart out that I need help for something, so for this person I'm just another tzedakah case. So he doesn't have to look at me. He looks at his checkbook and the answers and writes and gives me a check, and that's it. When I'm talking to a chava of mine and I'm sharing something emotional, so we look at each other because we're connecting. Panim b'panim means that the two tzadim are connecting at the very, very core. That's panim b'panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many midas, many anhagas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all of them together. But Adam is only one. We have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Shishimel of Hanhagas and Shishimel of Oisius in the Torah. Torah is all the Oisius together. But I, as a Yachid, have only one Ois. Each ois is meaningful to me. Each person has an ois that's him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself, panim, with many, many panims. How many panims? With all the panims that are in Torah, each one became a gilui, and each person was able to click in a panim kind of oifen. Lemashal, a person whose atzmius is chesed clicks his portal to Ribbono Shalom is chesed. He certainly needs other nyanim also. He needs kedusha, needs avoda, and he needs tayo, needs everything. But where is the nekuda of kesher with Ribbono Shalom? Nekuda is chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him in Har Sinai. There was a full a gilui of the entire Torah, where the portal is chesed, where everything is hamidah on the achas of chesed, emuna, Torah, tefillah, everything, every single connect, every single neshama, there was a nekuda, there was a zgala, and a person was mischaba to it. And that's the panim upon him that it was mischaba. And that's why you needed to have all the neshamas there, and every single elokaisol, because every chelik of Torah had to come down, not just as another piece. Every chelik needed a full kabbalah. Har Sinai was the Kabbalah of Torah, panim b'panim dik. And if there's one panim missing in this world, it doesn't have the Sheresh and Mokah Chibur. The Rebbe Tzvi Zechava says something very, very similar. He says that it's in our Torah, Simesach Samach Beis. He says, "Shebeemes, ve'ani b'zeh shebeemes nishum siyisrael him atzmon oira tervas yisehar." Ve'omu ma'idech siv kasha yeshno poy v'sheinen poy shekulam omdo ar Sinai v'chol nishames asidu lo v'kulam kiblu chelkam b'toyres sham. Ukefi mispa chelke netzayt shemazak kavas chalakav kach him chelke tor shiblu sham. So every single person in every single chelak of neshama has a nekuda, and every single nekuda got from Maimon Har Sinai. That is the inyan of the Maimon Har Sinai and the tzur in which it was given. The Goyen says that in the first four psukim of Shir Hashirim is merumas the four Yom Tovim, the four Moadim. There's Kineged Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres. There's many, many in Yonim that it's Kineged, but this is one of them. And the Pasuk of Yishakeni in Shikos Piyu is Kineged the inyan of connected the inyan of Shavuos. Let's understand a little bit why that is. Kifi Darkeinu. The Rashi says that over there on the pasuk Yishakeinu Shikos Pihu, lefi sheyesh mekoymos shenoishkan gabayad v'lakosif. Ach animis ave v'shekekes lis noig imi kiminig arish and kachosan kala pelpe. So Rashi says there's all sorts of neshikas. There are neshikos al yad and kosev and so on. And I want dafka neshika pelpe. The inyan of it is neshika is a form of chiba. And Derech Shaloylam, it's somebody did something with a lot of mitzvahs nefesh for me. I give the person a shikah as chiba. So the person with his hands did some tremendous tayyah for me. I'm a nashik him. And so the neshikah is the chiba. And the maisa was the maisa. So we display a maisa chiba in return for a maisa that helped, or whatever the person said, a dvar chachma, and so on. Different in yonim, where I show my chiba through neshika. In peh el peh, when it says, sometimes So the chiba and the ava klap the Rebbeinu Shalom in divrit in all mitzvahs. The mashal, a person puts on tefillin, and he has tremendous chiba and tremendous ava for the tefillin, for the mitzvah. So the person is very, very. The person is. It kisses the tefillin as a sign of chiba. So the ma'isa sias a tefillin is a ma'isa, a mitzvah, and the neshika, the simcha, is a chiba. In Divrei Torah, the chiba and the mitzvah are hainu hach. Divrei Torah smeichin k'nesin osam. When a person learns Torah and a person feels in the Divrei Torah itself, if it connects panim al panim dik, then the person is he feels the neshika in the dvarim themselves. It's the panim. Everything else, it's zelumaseh. Anything I do that's sort of atstudi. If I'm going from the side, if I'm doing something, so. I like the Rebbeinu Shalom because he's a poida, matzil, a merachim, and so on. And therefore, I listen to the tzivui he gives me. The tzivui is one thing, the hakar satev is another thing, the simcha is another thing. They're all different in yanim. In Divrei Torah itself, since this is the makom, that if it's Torah that's panim upon him dik, then it's mischaber to the core, to the atzmis adam, and the tainug. And the Guf HaTorah itself becomes one. In the bracha that we make, we say Lasik B'Divrei Torah. That's like a Bersa Mitzvah. There's a Tefillah V'Harivna. And everyone talks about it. There's V'Harivna. And then the end of V'Harivna is V'Loin V'Ser Sechel Ishma. And it's something that really demands a hezba. L'chura harivna is a stira to loin v'sasech l'shma. L'chura, they speak that this is the gufa mitzvah, so on. Yes, but tachlis, if somebody were to be inspired for any other mitzvah, if somebody was inspired for any mitzvah, you should sweeten the mitzvah, make it pleasant to sit in the sukkah, make the matzah taste good. We would say that it's a mitzvah l'anisetnu. If somebody does it for schar, certainly would be considered. If he does the hedya for schar, shaloi l'shma. So how do we in the same teifas bracha we started v'harev that we should be able to learn Torah l'shma. So let's understand the chiluk. Imagine I tell somebody I really would like to get together with Reuven. Why do you want to get together with Reuven? Because Reuven has his hands on a lot of business deals and he can arrange a very good business deal for me. So that is Shaloi Lishma. I want to get together with Reuven very much. Why? Because Reuven has a lot of good advice to offer. I have some shaylas now in Darchei Chaim, and Reuven has good eitzah for me. That's also it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's not off, but it's not lishma. But let's say I say that I want to get together with Reuven because Reuven's company is mehanami. The metzias of Reuven is me'anigmi. So will somebody say that's shaloi lishma? That is lishma. If somebody's company is misanig, is me'anigmi, that means that there's a chibur there. And that's the biggest lishma in a kesha and a chibur. And that's only possible, l'mashal, when I talk to somebody, not about the atzmius of the person, so like mashal, I'm going for business eitzah, I'm going for something else. So that hanok can never, if I'm nen and eitzah from the person, that can never really be a kesha and a chibur, because that's the atzmius of the person. But when I have when I've connected my Atzmius has connected with the Atzmius of the Medaber, that is a Tainug, and that is and that is Lishma Be'etzim, because they are one and the same. Nitzina Lemeidim, that Maimed Har Sinai, something incredibly new happened. Until that point, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzaveh us, and he wasn't, but Lo Yitzarek is working with Mitzaveh, like he was Mitzaveh Pari to let go of Kais and so on, that Tzivui wa Diburim, and whether you like it or not, this is what has to be. That was the Tzura, and that is a possible Tzura. A Navi comes and tells the Kohen Hashem, do this, do this, do that. That is, and saying this through a Torah. Torah is Dvar Hashem, and I have to listen to it and do what it says. In Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meschabe through Torah with Klal Yisrael, through the Hechetimtza of panim bepanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to focus all of Torah on 600,000 different nekudas, and each nekuda could appropriately be a portal for Kol HaTorah Kula, and each person was tapped in to this particular nekuda that's his metzias. So therefore, a Maimed Har Sinai is Torah given, panim b'panim dik, the panim of Ribbono Shelam. You know, it's all of Torah in each oifen becomes miyuchid. It stands, the hemidon al achas is connected each person's achas, and we, each one of us with our nekuda, was able to find a panim b'panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took on many panim to reach to each person with his specific panim. The b'china of Talmud roitz and Rav roitz means the rutzen of both of them connected. It was a moment. If anything which is not my atzmius, I don't really call it my rutzen. Here it was my rutzen and Ribbono Shel'Olam's rutzen. That maimed was a maimed of neshika, because when who I am and who the Ribbono Shel'Olam has megal himself to me through the Divrei Torah are both the atzmius, that becomes the chibur of panim b'panim, and it becomes the oineg and chibur of a neshika peh b'peh. Rashi says in that same Rashi in the Shekhem Shigas Piyu, he says, "V'nema dugme shaloi al shem shalosem teirasei, v'dibay ma'em panim al panim." Klal Yisrael is saying this because they remember this chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working panim al panim. V'oysam doidim. That memory of that sweetness is still more dear to them than anything else. And the reason is, like we said, because periphery can change. Sometimes I like this nekuda, that nekuda. Who I am, my atzmius, never changes. And therefore, in that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu touched into our atzmius, that can never be forgotten. And we have after HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will come once again, Levaylem Soita Meir Mitzvah Svanaseho, or Mechalim Panav Lekayim Dvari. So Klal Yisrael lives with the memory of that Neshika, the moment when I deherd HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Nekuda that Kol Atzmoisai is Toliyah. Kol HaTorah Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Himir Al Achas, and that Achas for each and every person in Klal Yisrael was the Achas of the nekuda, his panim, where everything else is totally on it. That moment was a moment of Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a moment where the neshika came together with the dibur. The dibur and the shmi and the neshika came as one. And there was a moment of arevus. It was the ultimate lishma and the ultimate arevus. And we live with that arevus, because that arevus is not going to change, because that's who we are. We live with that arevus. And each year, Maimon Har Sinai, That's an akuda that comes back to us. Not the Torah, but the Torah we have all year round. But the panim b'panim is nischadish every year. And the memory of that panim b'panim is ignites that chibah and that rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that after Kodesh Baruch Hu, come back again to us and deepen that neshika of panim b'panim.